Now, when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good evening out there, everyone. Good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are, wherever you're listening, whatever time it is in this world. My name is Eddie Miller. I'm with Blood River Radio. We're very proud of this radio station. And it is, in case you don't have a calendar in front of you, it is April the 13th, the year of 2019, in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have another good show lined up for you tonight, and just as an aside, as hyper as I was last week, I'm at the total opposite end of the scale today. I feel like I'm going to go to sleep. Last week, I was so wound up. I had so much energy last week. I wanted to go run. I wanted just to bust through the ceiling. But now, it's been a tough week, folks. But before we go any further, what we're going to do, I'm going to give you a brief, just a very brief, super brief, condensed outline of what we're going to do. We're getting ready to go to our intellectual of Blood River, Jacob Tyler. He's going to open up with a prayer in a minute. Immediately after the prayer, we're going to go to Lee. He's going to read a scripture out of the Holy Bible because we're going to do our Easter program. We're going to split it in half. We're doing half of our Easter program this week. We're going to do half next week. We're trying to wedge it into some dynamite guests. And then after Lee does his thing, I'm going to tell you what Easter means to me. And then after I get through, Jacob is going to do his intellectual stuff. The dude is he's intellectual now. I'm here to tell you. So, fellas, that's a brief outline. I'll tell you the rest of it when Jacob gets through blessing us with his prayer. So, everyone, if you will, please bow your heads and let Jacob go to prayer. Take it away, Jacob, my boy.
Thank you, Eddie. All right, everyone, let's pray.
You're so welcome.
Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight. We thank you for this opportunity to fellowship here on air, and we thank you for this opportunity to speak the truth to a candid world, to tell the truth and shame the devil. And we know, Lord, that in Scripture you tell us that God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. And we know that your Son, Jesus Christ, declared, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except by me." We also read in Jeremiah 50, verse 2, that we are to declare among the nations, to publish and to conceal not, to say Babylon is fallen, Bel is confounded, Merodach is broken in pieces. Her idols are confounded and her images are broken in pieces. And Lord, that's what we want to do here tonight. We want to declare amongst the nations, we want to declare amongst our brethren that Babylon is indeed fallen, that no matter how dark and how dismal our circumstances seem, no matter how dramatic and pronounced the plight of our people is, that you know from the end from the beginning, you are the Alpha and the Omega, and that Babylon is indeed fallen. That those who stand for Christ's crown and kingdom and covenant will be victorious, if in no other way, because we stand with the God of the universe who spoke this world into existence. And we know that truth is always more powerful than the greatest lies and the greatest deceptions of history that this planet has ever seen. And we just ask tonight, Lord, that you would quicken our minds, embolden our hearts, and be with us tonight as we plant this banner on a hill, so to speak, as we speak your truth tonight to a candid world. And We ask all of these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, my son, Jacob. I've told Jacob, Patrick, and Matt that I look at them as almost like my children. As you well know, I'm 72 years old, and I've always had a very strong patriarch sense, a fatherly sense, and I feel that toward all my people on our show. Once again, let's extend our prayer out to Patrick, Matt, to Gene, to Rich, to Sam. God knows where we would be nowhere without Sam. He's a genius at this business right here. I'm going to make a couple of quick announcements. Like I told you, as soon as I get through with my announcements, we're going to go to Lee, and Lee is going to read part of what I call the Easter story. Listen, people, if you will, keep my wife in prayer. I have a wife of 51 years. I've known her longer than since I was a kid. Last week, she was diagnosed with colon cancer, and we got to go through a lot of other tests. It's been a really tough week for me. I was shaken to the core, and if I'm a little bit off my key tonight, that'll be why. But I think we're going to keep faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're going to go through and do all the tests. This isn't our first time to rodeo with cancer. 10 years ago, she had breast cancer and had to go through the most hellish chemo you have ever seen. If you may know, I'm an old combat medic. I'm an old trauma-trained RN, level one trauma center here in Memphis. I've never seen anyone any sicker than she was. It almost killed her, damn near killed me. So if you will, please keep her in your prayers, that it's not bad. And I'm dead serious about that, people. Also, I want to announce we're supposed to be, God willing, me and Lee and maybe Jacob. Got to talk to Jacob more about it. Next week of the 27th, we may go over the 26th. We're going to be in Harrison, Arkansas. They're having a big jamboree over there, big meeting, big Christian family meeting over there at the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. Pastor Tom Robb, one of the finest men I've ever known, he's sponsoring the thing. We're going to go over there. We're going to try, God willing, we're going to have a broadcast of it. We're going to broadcast from Harrison, Arkansas. We promised you people we're going to take it to the road. That's what we're going to try to do. Money, 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 money is always the big thing, the big leveler. Also, I'm going to get Gene Andrews on. He's going to announce this big deal up here in the Forest Homecoming, I believe is what he called it. We'll have him on hopefully next week to give a detailed announcement. It's going to be up here in Chapel Hill, Tennessee. We're going to be up there June the 5th. I thought it was June the 7th. I was wrong announcing that a couple of weeks ago. It's going to be June the 15th. We're going to be up there. We're going to broadcast them up there, God willing. And like today, money, money, money. And I think it's going to be August the 10th of this year, the second anniversary of Charlottesville. We're going to be in Henry Horton, Tennessee up there. It's going to be Blood River Radio is going to be doing an operation with the League of the South. Blood River, we're up there trying to raise money for the prisoners. We're also, I call him General Hill. He's going to be raising money for the League of the South. As you know, they're being sued. Anyway, people, will be right back. That's so much for the announcements. As soon as we come back, we're going to go to Lee. He's going to read the Easter story, and then after that work, I'm going to tell you what Easter means to me, then we'll go to Jacob. We'll be right back in just a minute, people.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying shh? Let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this. The Kosher-tified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC. Not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
The Venus is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, people, we are right back now, and I'm going to do my little thing. And as soon as I hear, once again, here's the outline. I'm doing my little thing here. What Easter means to me, then we're going to go Lee, then we're going to go Jacob in that order, because Jacob has, probably has more to talk about. You know, as you can well known, if you listen to him, he's very intellectual. I'd like to make one more announcement. Next week, I'm very excited about our guest next week. Well, I better tell you about our guest tonight. Our guest tonight, we're bringing a guest on. He's a European filmmaker. Jacob landed him for us. He's currently living in Switzerland. We're going to bring him on the second hour. He's going to talk about his, he's a film documentary maker. We're lucky to get him. He's going to come on and talk all about his documentary. Okay, next week, what I'm really super excited about, once again, Jacob landed this guy. His name is Pat Shannon. He made a video called OKC Bombing, Oklahoma City Bombing, forerunner to 9/11. If y'all, all you people may not know, but next Friday, the 19th of April, will be the 24th anniversary, the Oklahoma City Alfred P. Murrell Building bombing that was done straight up by our criminal government. He's going to prove that. So that's why I'm so excited to get him on. We'll be one day after the anniversary. Okay, people, now, as you well know, next Sunday is going to be Easter Sunday. Easter is very special to me. Even before I became a Christian, I'm sure God was working on me. One of the main reasons it's special to me, I was born on Easter Sunday, 1947, at about 8:35 p.m. And I do not know why they can't have it on April the 6th every year. I don't care if it is Saturday. I mean, they got their calendar, I got mine. As far as I'm concerned, my birthday will always be Easter Sunday. But I'm telling you, I'm going to make this short because I got to go to Lee. I had a miraculous, absolutely miraculous conversion. I was converted August 8th of 2009. It was in a microsecond. I had no doubt whatsoever what it was. The Lord, my Savior, Jesus Christ, converted me. He saved me. After I had been praying for a long time, and I've never been the same. Now, do I backslide? I most certainly do. I was never the same after that. But I can tell you flat out, people, I have no reason to lie to you, no reason whatsoever to lie to you, that the gospel of Jesus Christ is real. I can tell you flat out. I'm not getting paid to do that. The gospel of Jesus Christ is real. The God, the Son of the King James Bible, it is true. And I just hope before you people die that you will come to your Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, because if you don't, once you don't, it's going to be pretty rough. Now, listen, people, I've run my mouth enough. I've got to go. We've got a lot to do here, and I don't want to take up all the time. Lee right now is going to tell you what Easter means to him, and he's going to read a scripture, what I call part of the Easter story. We're going to do the rest of the Easter story next Saturday, so just tune in for that. Okay, go ahead, Lee. Take it away.
Okay, well, thanks, Eddie. I would just like to say Easter means, you know, Jesus died, saved us from our sins and death. He also defeated evil once and for all, and that's why evil's got cancer, and that's why evil is fighting so hard to trick us. So its time is limited. So that, I appreciate Jesus for destroying evil in the long run. And today's passage is...
I got to toot it. That is great, Lee. You did a much better job than I did. Thank you, Lee. That's wonderful. I'm going to congratulate you on that. Now go ahead and do your reading, Paul.
Okay. This is Matthew chapter 27, and we're going to read about 25 verses. And this is starting off. When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repeated himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priest elders, saying, "I have sinned and I have betrayed the innocent blood." And they said, "What is that to us? See thou to that." And the cast down, and he cast down the pieces of silver to the temple, and departed and went and hung himself. And the chief priest took the silver pieces and said, "It is not lawful for to put them into the treasury, because it is the price of blood." And they took counsel and brought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Wherefore, after the field is called the field of blood unto this day. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "And they took the 30 pieces of silver, and they took the 30 pieces of silver of him that was valued, whom they children of Israel did value." Wait one second, I've got a phone. Okay, and gave them for the potter's field as the Lord appointed me. And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" And Jesus said, "That's what you say." And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, and he answered nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, "Hearest thou how many things thou witness against them. And he answered him to never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. How at least the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would. Yeah. And they had them a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate and unto them, "Whom will the that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ?" For he knew that for every they had delivered him, for envy they had delivered him. And when he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, "Have thou nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him." But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and betray Jesus. The governor answered and said unto them, "Whether of the twain will ye that I release unto you?" They said, "Barabbas." Pilate said unto them, "What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?" And they all said unto him, "Let him be crucified." And the governor said, "Why, what evil has he done?" But they cried out the same, saying, "Let him be crucified." When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a commotion was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, "I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it." Then answered all the people and said, "His blood be on us and our children." Okay, and that's the end of the.
You did great. Thing. You did great. And you know what? That's the curse, people. They said, "Let his blood be upon us and our people, and our children." If that's not a curse, I don't know what a curse is. We'll be right back, people. We're going back to Jonah and Jacob now. Next, thank you so much.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump sending more troops to the U.S.-Mexico border and is considering a plan to release illegal aliens into sanctuary cities like San Francisco, where House Speaker Nancy Pelosi lives. President Trump tweeting a video of Minnesota Congresswoman Democrat Ilhan Omar making her statement that some people did something on 9/11. She never mentions radical Islamic terrorists. Now, edited into this video, actual footage from the terrorist attack 17 and a half years ago.
CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something.
Right, oh, there's another one. Another plane just hit.
Some people did something.
Oh my goodness, there is smoke pouring out of the Pentagon.
Some people did something.
And President Trump tweeting above the video in all caps, "We will never forget." You're listening to USA Radio News.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
Vice President Mike Pence says his boss, no fan of the WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
Vice President Mike Pence slams Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks founder who was arrested at the Ecuadorian embassy and in an interview with CNN denied that President Trump's previously professed support of WikiLeaks was any endorsement of Assange.
The president always, as you and the media do, always welcomes information, but that was in no way an endorsement. We now understand was involved in disseminating classified information by the United States of America.
The vice president says the Justice Department is now seeking extradition, and we're going to bring Julian Assange to justice for being involved in one of the greatest compromises of classified information in American history. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The CDC says the E. coli outbreak linked to ground beef. More than 100 people in six states sick, including Georgia, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Tennessee, and Virginia. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm just an old chunk of coal, but I'm gonna be a diamond someday. I'm gonna grow and glow till
okay,
I'm
people, the old chunk of coal is back. I certainly appreciate y'all waiting on over the hour. We're getting ready to go right back to Mr. Jacob. And I'd like to reiterate one more time of what Lee said, read that very last verse. I said, the Pharisees, the scribes, the Jews, God, do I dare name them? The Jews? They said, talking about Jesus Christ, let his blood be on our head. Let it be on us and our children. And that is the curse, folks. That is a curse. People, if you we're going to go right back to Jacob right now, who's been waiting patiently, and he's going to do his Easter story and get ready for a nice program. Take it away, Jacob.
Thanks, Eddie. Well, as you heard, Eddie, you know, when he led us off on this whole topic, we're reflecting right now on, as the Easter season comes upon us, we're reflecting here tonight on the meaning and the profundity of that, and on who Jesus Christ, you know, the man, the Savior is to each and every one of us. And so Eddie had asked me going into the show if, you know, he was going to lead off on doing that. And then Lee, of course, was, did a great job reading that passage of scripture for us. And Eddie asked if I could just, you know, do the same thing and reflect on that myself and elaborate on that a little bit. So, you know, the more I think about it and the more I get older, it's difficult to describe it as just one thing, but I think perhaps the most profound meaning of Jesus Christ to me as an individual is within the context of the activism that we do on this show every week. Or I should say it's summed up rather well in that, because we talk every week, as you folks are well aware, about the cutthroat shenanigans of our Khazarian Zionist wannabe overlords, whose stock and trade is death and destruction. And contrasted against that, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the solid rock of truth upon which we stand, upon which the tidal wave of lies and deception, that there's just not enough time in the day, much less time, you know, in a weekly show that runs for a couple of hours to address all the layers and dimensions and nuances of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the God of truth, who spoke the universe into existence, who sitteth in the heavens and laughs at these kings and these potentates and these delusional maniacs who think they can play God and array themselves against the God of the universe, and who think that the prince of darkness, the father of lies, this Satan himself, whom they serve, is somehow going to come out on top of this. They fancy themselves to be immune, you know, from the wrath of God that will be visited upon them one day because of who they have chosen to serve. And amidst this tidal wave of deception and all, you know, all these dismal things we face and we try to expose every week, Jesus Christ is the solid rock of truth upon which we stand and proclaiming that truth. He's the source of truth, ultimately. He is the inspiration for it. He is the inspiration behind our resolve to always, no matter the cost, stand against these servants of darkness, because truth is a light. The law of God is a light, and light always overcomes the darkness. And, you know, I mentioned already the stock and trade of these people is death and destruction. And yet the most significant thing, the most profound and amazing and liberating thing about the legacy of Jesus Christ is, of course, his death on the cross for our sins. These globalist, demon-possessed you know, men of wickedness who want to enslave us can never fully succeed against the servants of God, because Christ has already set us free from a far more pernicious form of bondage than anything any empire or any, you know, central banker or, you know, any person in an ivory tower with all the armies of the world to enforce their tyranny could impose upon us. And that's the bondage of sin and the inevitable consequences that come of that. The wages of sin is death, of course, we're told in Scripture. And Christ, through his blood atonement for us on the cross and becoming our kinsman redeemer, freed us from the bondage of sin, which is ultimately the only thing that makes human bondage even possible. And Christ, in rising from the dead, overcame death. These people's stock and trade is death and destruction. They're mass murderers, like the devil who they serve, who the Scriptures tell us was a murderer from the beginning. And Christ overcame death through his sacrifice on the cross and his resurrection. And the powers of darkness, you know, for them at that moment the crucifixion occurred, as far as they were concerned, that was a masterstroke. That was checkmate. They thought they had managed to kill the Son of God. And when Christ rose from the dead, he shattered their most potent weapon. He laid waste to the power that sin has over us by giving us an avenue to grace, by giving us the ability to boldly approach the throne of grace and stand before him to confess our sins to him and to ask his forgiveness. And that is the most liberating thing on earth. That's far more liberating than anything we could ever tell you. That's far more empowering than anything we could ever explain to you. And that is what Christ must represent ultimately to any who stand against this evil we're dealing with, because that is the very embodiment of who he is. And that is, you know, when the Scriptures tell us we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and the powers of this present darkness, it was those powers that he dashed to pieces, that he completely befuddled through his death and resurrection. And that we could go on about that for a lot longer, but you know, that's why I say, within the context of what we do right here on this show every week, I can think of no more profound illustration than that of, you know, what Christ means to me, and I think to each one of us here on this show, and certainly to a great many of you listening as well.
You knocked it out of the park, Jacob, as I knew you would. And I tell you what, it's really touched my soul. It certainly did. And just to back up one thing you said, you know, these people, they deal in death. That's all they, you know, they worship death. These people are the ones that created the abortion industry. They did the Holy Demor where they starved. And I'm talking about, dare I say it, the Jew. They starved to death millions in Ukraine during World War II. They turned loose the Jews, turned loose the hordes from Russia, the Mongol hordes in Russia, and ordered them, gave them power, told them to commit mass rape, mass torture. That's what they dwell on. They love evil like that. You look at what they do in this country right here. They control Hollywood. Look at all the filth that comes out of Hollywood. The lesbian, the gays, the infinite number of sexes they have now. You know, me and Jacob were talking the other day, and I said, you know, these people, the Jews, and other people that deny that there's a Christ, if the Jews are so sure that there's no Christ, why do they hate Christians so bad? Why do they spit every time they go by a church? About every synagogue in the United States has a Kabbalah inside it, has a Babylonian Talmud. And in the Talmud, they are instructed to spit. When they go by a Christian church, they are supposed to spit. They hate. You have no idea how much they hate you. With that, I'm going to read one more little quick verse. I wasn't even going to, but this is the backup. Just to back up what Jacob said, we've read this verse probably 100 times. I'll read it again. It's out of the King James Version. It's the Gospel of St. John, chapter 8, of verse 44. He says, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And here's another going before that, up in chapter in verse 21. Jesus is speaking to the Jews. When the Jews say, you know, oh, we are sons of Abraham, we don't have to, we can do whatever we want to do. Jesus said to those Jews which believed in him, if ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed. If he's speaking to them, they have to continue in his word. And I'm preaching now to my Baptist brothers who are just totally confused. They think that, well, people, that'll be it for the, we're going to go right back. I guess we'll go back to Jake in a minute when we come back and go over to Lee. We'll see you in just a few minutes, people.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Well, dear family, dear Blood River Radio family, thank you for standing by. We've been doing the first half of our Easter program. Take in mind, we're not preachers. We're not professionals. Now, Jacob, I think he did go to the seminary. He was going to train to be a preacher. He never got into that line, but he very well could be. With that people, before we go to the second hour to our guest, I'm going to go back and ask Jacob if he'd like to add something on the Christmas message before we go back to Lee. Lee, Jacob, well, have you got anything to add to that, young fellow? Jacob, you there? Huh, we must have lost Jacob. Well, I'll tell you what, people, before, since we've lost Jacob, I'm sure he's probably listening in. Lee has just discovered this new thing about forced vaccinations and drugs. I've been aware of it for years, so without further ado, I'll go back. Lee wants to tell y'all people, he said it's almost like an emergency about forced vaccinations coming down upon all of us. So take it away, Lee.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Eddie. Well, the New York mayor saying he has the right to inject us with anything at any time. And that's that he's acting, he's ungodly. We might have to boycott New York. Okay, but vaccines, nobody has the right to force, especially over measles. They're blowing it out of proportion. It's just a power grab to see if we'll let that happen. So everybody needs to call their congressman or raise alarm about this. Go talk to your city council, because these, one person a year die from measles, and 100 people die a year from the vaccines. Those are some records, but this is just mania.
You know, with that, I'll give you some good articles to read about that, Lee. I don't know if you're aware of it. He was a renowned neurosurgeon. His name was Dr. Russell Blaylock. He was directed, him and his buddy directed the neurosurgery at the University of South Carolina Medical School. You can go in and look into him. He's done a lot of work on vaccines, and he back up what Lee said. There's also another lady, she's very well known. I'm sure Sam knows about her. Her name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Her daughter was injured gravely from vaccines. You can also get this book I gave to Lee. It's called Callous Disregard. There's a book called Callous Disregard by Dr. Andrew Wakefield. That's a great source. Well, that's people. Since we covered that briefly, and we're going to go back to, we lost Jacob briefly, but now we're going right back to Jacob to see if Jacob has anything he'd like to add to our Easter story or anything else about what we've said here. Yeah, good to have you back, Jacob. We lost you there for a minute, fella.
Hey, good to be back. I don't know what happened there. I think the service provider dropped the call or something. So, at any rate,
I thought maybe the Mossad might have got you, son.
Yeah,
Big Brother.
But anyway, we were just set before you dropped off. We were going to say if you had anything to add to the Easter our Easter show before we go. If you don't have anything, you can just do anything you'd like to do, or we can take off on something else. You can tell people about our guest that's coming up that's supposed to call in about another 15 minutes, 10 or 15 minutes. Jacob's getting all these wonderful guests, but I'll just like to say a little bit more about Jacob. Jacob, he was born into, like you might say, a political family. His dad was real politically active in the state of Tennessee. I'm not sure, but I believe his dad was one of the founders that helped get the Constitutional Party going in here in the United States. Is that right, Jacob?
Well, he's heavily involved with the American Freedom Party right now, but he wasn't actually a founding member or anything like that. Now, he does have a lot of history in the movement. He's been a pastor and a political dissident for most of his adult life, you know, over 30 years. So, and he has founded various small groups and held a lot of meetings and stuff over the years. But, you know, it's just, so, I mean, very much in spirit, but no, I mean, we can't claim credit for for anything as prestigious as that particular organization. Yeah.
Was he as eloquent as you are, Jacob, or was he more so?
He's been a mentor to me, so I would be, you know, Isaac Newton said, if I can see farther, it's because I've stood on the shoulders of giants. So to whatever extent anyone, you know, thinks me a reasonably intelligent guy, I would be a fool to not acknowledge, you know, for even a second that I've been mentored by a lot of very gifted people, and I hope and pray some of their knowledge and wisdom and insight rubbed off on me. So, you know, I do what I can, but yeah, I was very much like tutored and mentored by him in the earlier years of my becoming aware of, you know, what was going on in the world. And of course I was brought up, you know, in a political family. So I grew up hearing a lot of things, but once I became an adult and got to a point where I had to be able to give an answer for these things on my own and stand on my own two feet, he was he was still right there to give me support and encouragement and help nurture me along as I did my own studying. You know, and he was always there to answer questions for me and recommend books to me. And so it's a tremendous blessing to have that in your life. And it's very sad that it's something that is easy to take for granted now, and not all of us have had the benefit of. So,
well, you know, you said you were an adult. That, you know, I'm still striving for that, Jay. You know, I'm 72 years old. Get this. I know this is an aside. I'm notorious for going down rabbit trails, but my beloved, precious grandson, he's 24 years old now, and I'm 72. And if I don't watch out, I embarrass him. I make him nervous because of. I've been told that I'm bad about being confrontational in public, but pointing out people, you know, the errors of their ways. And I don't hide my candle under a bushel. But speaking of knowledge and intellectual things like that, Jacob and I are going to do a series as soon as I can get up to snuff. Jacob's sending me this book I'm supposed to read. I haven't read a whole book in a long time. I usually just skim them. I guess a lot of people do that. But we're going to do a study on the lost tribes of Israel. I was telling Jacob, you once knew this guy by the name of, his name is Pastor, I believe it was David S. Smith. He was from the Church of God International, located out of Wachahatchee, Texas. I was telling him all about that. I was kind of got interested in that years ago when I used to be a crap shooter and a blackjack player at the casinos in Mississippi. But with that, before we go to our break, I'm going to go over to Jacob. If you will, tell him a little bit about that book, a little bit about that series that you and I are going to try to tackle.
Well, the topic is dealing with who the Israel of the Bible is. And this is one of those things that a lot of, you know, not even a lot. I mean, most folks like to pretend they already know all the answers to. And, you know, I mean, most folks have been fed a narrative about that from the time they were very young. But I don't think it would be altogether shocking to a lot of folks to consider that there's a very real possibility that this is yet another one of those things that they've been fed a narrative about, and that the commonly held position may not be the only way to look at it. And lo and behold, there is a great deal of historical, archaeological, and scholarly research from all other fields, you know, numerous other fields dealing with this question of who the Israel of the Bible is. Because, you know, most folks readily acknowledge that the Bible is too for and about Israel. And one way or another, everyone factors that into their consideration, whether or not it's the modern church's take on it, where, well, Israel was really important, but it's kind of extended to everybody now because the church is Israel, or whether it's folks who still say, well, wait a minute, though, let's not be so hasty with that. I mean, naturally, there is a very real spiritual dimension of it, but God made a great deal about physical Israel. And very clearly and unambiguously spoke of the bloodline of Israel, and not just within the time frame of the events of the Bible. There was all manner of prophecies in the Bible about how Israel would factor into human history in the latter days of our existence, you know, on this planet, and all throughout history itself. And there is a very vast and extensive network of people out there who've been studying this stuff for a long time and publishing their findings, and it's quite incredible. Some of you who are listening doubtless know a lot about the stuff I'm talking about. And I'm being a little bit cryptic here. I'll just come out and admit it. I'm being a little bit cryptic here to build up a little bit of anticipation for it, because for those of you who haven't been exposed to it before, I think you're in for a really intriguing and compelling show, or a few shows, however long Eddie wants to dive into this stuff. Because honestly, we could probably do stuff on it for the next couple months and still barely be scratching the surface.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to do a good, we're surely going to do a good representation of the material. And hopefully when we get through, people will at least have a good working knowledge. And hopefully I will too. But yeah, like I say, I've heard about this off and on all my life. I remember maybe going out. I love this Porch Talk stuff, though. I remember my grandfather, I idolize, I just adore my grandparents. My grandfather was born in 1884 over in the bad Ozark Mountains of Arkansas, right on the Arkansas-Oklahoma line. My grandmother was born in Oklahoma, in the Oklahoma Indian Territory. But I remember being a child, 6, 7, 8 years old in Arkansas, and he talked about the identity. Well, anyway, people, we will hopefully our guest will be calling in any second, and we're going to go back to our guest. We're going to totally switch gears and go to a topic about South Africa and a video that was made over there by this movie maker. So hang on to your seats. Hopefully we'll be to the movie maker in just a minute or two. Bye-bye. Be right back.